Dear God, this Sunday, at the end of our church year, we proclaim that Christ is King. We are comforted by the promise that you will be our shepherd, and we will always be under your watchful eye. Reassure us that with you serving as our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, we are empowered to help to build your kingdom on earth. Also, during this Thanksgiving week, we recall that we have much to be grateful about this year. We treasure the ability to gather with family and friends, in person or in memory. This holiday of love and gratitude gives us a glimpse of what you desire for our tumultuous world. Thank you, God. Please help us halt the dissension that impedes the progress we so badly need throughout this world of ours. Teach us how to listen rather than raise our voices or our fists. Allow us to see that compromise is a sign of strength rather than of weakness. Inspire our leaders to make decisions based on love, wisdom, and the pursuit of justice for all your creation. Help us behold with compassion all people in our world struggling because of natural disasters, violence, emotional and physical illness, poverty and hunger, and isolation from others. We especially pray for untold numbers of refugees who fear their fate, and people in our own neighborhoods who have nowhere to lay their heads peacefully. Forgive us the selfishness that prevents us from really seeing others' needs, and inspire us all to serve as instruments of your healing and resurrection. Send your healing spirit to those on our prayer list, especially John Wolfe, Anne Bealey, Dick Rydell, Sherry Topfer, Brooke Taylor, Kevin Sigmund, Riley Crystal, Ava Brewer, John Willis, Ryan Griffith, Evelyn and Olivia Nemesek, Walter Brueggemann, Selah Maisie Hart, Wendy Jones, and for those you now name. We remember those who have died, especially Betty Griffin, Heavenly Mother and Father. In you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.